President Bush is hopscotching across Europe this weekend to meet with some world leaders who angered him over their opposition to the war in Iraq, notably France's Jacques Chirac, Germany's Gerhard Schroeder, and Russian President Putin. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with Mr. Bush, and he filed this report from the visit to St. Petersburg.
Here's the White House message out of St. Petersburg. The friendship between Presidents Bush and Putin and the relationship between their two countries is so important that differences, however large, over Iraq must be put behind them. It was in that spirit, perhaps, that Mr. Bush spent last night doing something that is hardly his favorite pastime. Remember, this is the early-to-bed, early-to-rise president, but here he was, late at night, under the nearly midnight sun in this now 300-year-old northern city, dressed in a suit while listening to the music of Russian composers. The spectacle included fireworks against the still blue sky, dancers from the Mariinsky Ballet, and a dizzying array of hot air balloons and performers in gold face paint and 18th century costumes. It was part classical, but also part Super Bowl halftime show. As the television cameras panned over the rows of foreign leaders taking it all in from the terrace of the Tsar's Peterhof Palace, Mr. Bush's posture ranged from engaged to a bit impatient. But he was here because his friend Vladimir Putin invited him, and because his presence demonstrates his commitment to working with Russia on projects ranging from reducing nuclear arsenals to increasing trade between the two countries. Putin is a friend, the president stressed again at a joint news conference with the Russian leader here today, and he said we can work together. Putin, meanwhile, went so far as to say their differences over Iraq had provided a test which actually strengthened the relationship. The fence mending over Iraq continues today and tomorrow as the president heads to the G8 summit of the world's leading economic powers in Evian, France. The eight presidents and prime ministers at the summit were, incidentally, evenly divided on the Iraq war, and the president will use the event to talk of the ideals these democracies share. But it's also true that the president's relationships with France's Chirac and Germany's Schroeder are very different from what he has with Putin. He does not, for example, refer to them as close personal friends. Don Gagne, NPR News, St. Petersburg.